a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, all. A wonderful weekend, a great weekend to be back here at the ranch, as they say. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, all here on Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Tired. Been a long week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your first week on the road, eh?
First week back. Yeah. Back in the saddle. Holy mackerel.
How was it?
Maybe I should have been convalescing a little longer. I don't know. No, it was great. Just a long, it's a long ways down there. It's amazing how big this country is. And you don't realize it until you start driving it, right?
You look at the map. Yeah, I can drive there in a couple hours. And no. No.
18 hours to our destination each way. Wow. Hey, it was a wonderful week. I'll tell you about that in a minute. First of all, let me just see what's in the business here. Oh, just a quick little news story. For those of you who have been following and recall, we have been speaking about the tragic accident, boating or canoeing accident, I guess it's not boating, canoeing, that led to the very first case in this country where somebody was charged for impaired operation of a canoe.
Yeah.
And his name is David Sillars. The unfortunate incident saw the tragic death of 8-year-old Thomas Rancourt, who passed away due to the negligence of this individual, David Sillars. Anyways, the court case finally came to a head this week, and he was sentenced to 6 years in the drowning death of Thomas Rancourt. Of course, there's going to be appeals and all that stuff, so who knows where it's going to end up. But it sets a precedence for sure. I mean, it's the very first time that somebody was charged for the operation of a vessel such as a canoe impaired.
Yeah.
So I guess you got to really give it some thought before you
go out there
trudging out after you've had a gut full of beer or whatever it takes. Anyways, all right, just thought I would mention that. Getting back in the groove here, don't forget fishingcanada.com.
Yes.
Motor number seven will be given away in a matter of days.
Yes.
Correct? 15th of October, I believe.
Yeah, that is Tuesday.
That is this Tuesday?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, a matter of days.
Too.
Like, this is the last weekend. Hello.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Oh,
that's
sorry. That's okay. Sorry.
Look, the calendar's too small today.
Yeah, you have to count them all.
It's not next week. It's the week after.
Oh, the week after. Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, that's right. We got a complaint.
Did we?
Yeah, we got a complaint while I was on the road.
It's not written. That happened all the time, but
does not happen all the time. Don't be silly.
I'm joking.
Our record is impeccable.
Well, like, people love the show, they don't email us, but people that don't like the show, they email us. So people that like the show, please email us and tell us what you think.
Tony writes that he has been following the show since it started in the 80s.
Oh.
So he's a longtime listener, and I hate pissing off longtime listeners. Anyways, he was listening, and he's been playing the 9.9 lotto along with us since we started in March.
Yep.
And he has a whole bunch of ballots in there, has not won anything yet. But then he was, you know, when I mentioned that, hey, do not despair. If you have not won, all of your hard work, all of those who have been putting in ballots from day one every day, It's for a cause. There's a possible good result here because we're going to make a draw.
Yes.
At the end of it. No, we're not going to make a draw. It wasn't a draw.
No,
we're going to count. Right. Stephen, you and I are going to stay up one night before the end of it.
Before the radio show.
We're going to get all those little paper ballots out of the box. We're going to count them.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. So that's
sort them by Tony has one, Jimmy has three.
Ooh, exactly.
Take a couple days.
Well, okay, well, give us a couple days. That's fine. anyways, and then we were going to take, we're going to reward the person who has worked the hardest.
Yes.
And give them something really nice.
That didn't win.
That didn't win.
Yep.
But came back every day, right? And, yep. and put in ballots. And we're going to reward them with something really nice. The folks from Garmin have given us a nice 8400 GPS mapping system. It's an incredible piece of equipment. I mean, they're going to have the folks here at Fishing Canada are going to send me to school in order to use one of these. I'm going to be using one of these next year.
Okay.
So I have to go back to school to learn. That's how.
Get the Garmin college degree?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, so I said we're going to give one of those away,
yep.
but I also said in my, you know, sometimes I throw stuff out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, some of it sticks, some of it doesn't. Obviously, this one stuck.
To that one person.
Yeah. I just throw it up there. I just see how it slides down, and, you know.
This is played by ear, you know.
Yeah. Anyways, Tony was astute enough to pick up the fact that I said, hey, but don't despair. If you haven't been filling the ballots in every day, like some of those hardworking individuals like Tony, who has been.
Must be retired.
Don't, well, I don't know. Don't worry. Don't despair because we're going to come up with ways of you to catch up. We're going to give you an opportunity to catch up.
Yes.
And I just kind of threw that out there. I thought it'd be kind of cool. Don't know how we're going to do that, but I thought it'd be kind of cool.
He threw a car
and guess what? It's stuck. Somebody actually heard it.
Guess what we're doing?
And now he's very disappointed in me. Oh. Very disappointed in the show.
Oh.
How do you put it? We're good. Like, give me 1 second. Good. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. I'm just going to read this letter. Anyways, we've disappointed him because we're reneging on the promise that if you put a ballot in every day,
you might win.
You might win. Now he's saying, so might everybody else by getting in extra ballots. So he doesn't want me to allow people to catch up, is what Tony said.
Because he thinks he's going to win.
Well, that's fine. He very well might. I don't know. I don't know this stuff. Like, he thinks, you know what? I think Tony thinks we're way more sophisticated than we are here.
No, we just press a button.
We fly by the seat of our pants. Every day we're making this stuff up.
That is true.
You know?
We're making this up right now.
Right now. This whole segment is made up. This wasn't in my paperwork. You know? Anyways. We appreciate all of the listenership for participating. Obviously, I'm just having fun with this, Tony. I know you're listening. We may take your comments may be taken to heart, my friend. I have to bring it before the tribunal on Monday and see what they say. And we may just
not listen to you.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Anyways, thanks for writing in, Tony. Let's move along. Don't forget, 9.9, fishingcanada.com. Go in, go often, put ballots in every day because there is a grand prize at the end of it all that will be a very valuable piece of equipment that everybody would want. Even if you don't win the 9.9 Mercury motor along the way, you might win the Garmin 8400 series GPS sonar unit.
Yes.
All you have to do is go to, how are they doing this? I haven't been checking. People coming in every day?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, enter contest, skill testing question, hint, answer, click, boom, 1:58, you're back on your merry way. You can do that every day. So 2 minutes of your life every day could win you all kinds of goodies. Fishingcanada.com.
So easy.
It's beyond easy. Next draw, October 15th, by the way.
Yes.
Right there in my paperwork. And you said that's in a couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
Beautiful. I was working down east with some folks who were in the water business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, water.
Like bottled water? Or?
Well, no.
No?
No, 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 no.
No?
No, no.
Okay.
They're totally against bottled water.
Cool. Me too.
They purify water.
Ooh.
At its source.
Cool.
I won't tell you about that as of yet. But interesting stories came of our get-together as we were fishing. For striper bass, by the way. I want to get into that in a minute if we have any time left today at all. they were talking to me about the oceans being full of plastic islands.
Yes.
I did not know this.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh,
you seem to know this.
Yeah, saw it online.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, there's flotillas out there of debris, plastic debris, that has formed islands on this planet. That's how bad it is. Yeah. Anyways, in a study conducted by the University of South Florida in Tampa, they're looking at the variation of natural microscopic size fish foods. And they found, that's what they were studying. But they also found microplastics, billions of particles. In fact, at least an average of 4 particles per gallon of water.
My goodness.
Of microscopic little pieces of plastic.
Didn't know that.
And most of the plastic attributed to the fiber was washed out of our clothes. Plastic apparently is emitted from our clothing, according to John Winters in this article. Anyways, this water comes out of your clothes and goes down the drain and the pipes and sewage treatment systems. But these small little particles just keep on going right into the rivers and lakes and oceans, Stephen, out into the ocean. And that's not good.
It's not good at all.
So just thought I would. It's called microplastic in water, this article, if you want to follow it with any detail.
Because I remember you always make fun of me bringing my three bottles of water. I have like a bottle of water, I have my coffee thing, and I have my drink, my breakfast thing. And you're like, why you bring all these plastic bottles in?
Exactly.
But they're not recycled. I reuse them all the time, not plastic bottles.
Well, somebody is going to have to dispose of them at some point.
I'm still using them.
Huh?
I'm still using them. One's metal.
Well, you're going to live forever? Are you going to use those forever?
I'm probably using them.
You're going to be pushing your little walker along, and you got all these bottles strapped to your waist. Yeah, okay.
That one's for my water.
Salmon issues, Stephen, on the west coast and east coast of Canada. Commercial fish cages full of salmon are very big news right about now. In Newfoundland, there was a recent die-off of over... I did not know this. There was a recent die-off of over 1 million salmon due to high water temperatures, which...
You didn't know that? We posted that online.
A million?
On fishingcanada.com.
Why didn't somebody tell me that we were doing that?
I don't know.
What do you think? I'm there every day. You think I got nothing better to do than to hang out at fishcam.com, filling in the contest for the 9.9 Merc? Is that what you think
I do? Well, I'm there every day, but I don't fill that out. But
all right. Anyways, 1 million salmon due to high water temperatures perished naturally.
Yes.
This temperature over a 10-day period. And in a separate incident, now this might be the one you're talking about because I did see this one on our site. In a separate incident, over 1,000 salmon escaped their pen and are mixing with native fish stocks. Did you know about that?
Yes.
You knew that too?
I think that's the one we put up actually.
And meanwhile, kiddies, in the province of BC, which is phasing out the ocean pens in certain areas, what's this say? The federal Liberal government says that if they are reelected, they will phase out all ocean pen farms by 2025.
Ooh.
There you go. Just another reason to go out and vote.
Exactly.
This week's guest, let me check it off here, Kevin Lavers from Merlin Park Cottages and Motel near Picton. Of course, it's that time of year when everybody, the walleye pilgrimage happens to the Bay of Quinte, which is the walleye mecca right now in the fall. Any serious walleye anglers who want to catch double-digit walleye every day, that's where they head out this time of year. Anyways, Kevin Lavers, who runs the Merlin Park Cottages and Motel near Picton and is probably one of the best anglers in the area, he knows a thing or two about where the walleye are hanging out, where they're coming to, where they're going from, and all that stuff. He's going to be joining us a little later on the program. Talk to us about said walleye, giant walleye. You don't want to miss that. The Chaga Mushroom King, Jerry Willett, will join us. But he wants to talk about moose hunting.
With Chaga?
Maybe. Maybe he's found another use for Chaga.
Yeah.
You know?
Deer lick or something like that?
I don't know. We'll find out. He'll join us shortly. For years, James Duncan from the Nature Conservatory of Canada worked to secure a section of pristine shoreline. These folks have been on the program several times. They go around looking to secure pieces of property.
Yeah.
And then they buy it. And they get it deemed to be, anyways, they get it fenced off, basically, and it stays pristine, which is wonderful, especially wetlands and stuff like that. Anyways, he was on the program a long time ago, but a pristine shoreline on Lake Superior at Big Trout Bay. The property is spectacular, apparently, and he's going to talk to us about that. Last week, the NCC opened the James Duncan Trail on this property. In his memory, of course. And Gary Davis from the Nature Conservatory will join us to talk to us about that story. So they're honoring the guy who's been saving all these lands.
That's
finally
cool.
Gets one with his own name on it.
Very nice.
Which is very cool. What else we got? Bike riding. This is all Johnny.
Well, you know he's back, right?
Oh, I know he's back. I can tell. Believe me. Remember the saying that you never forget about or never forget how to ride a bike? Well, you can do this on your own terms with a little help from Matt Reed or Darren Rossi, depending who's going to join us this morning, from Niagara Gate Getaways Wine Tour. That's right up Johnny's alley, isn't it? Right up his alley. Strap a bottle of Chianti on his bike and he can go for, well, as long as it takes him to drink it, I guess. Anyways, we're going to find out exactly how you do that. How do you get involved in a bike and wine tasting tour?
Yeah, do you drink wine while biking?
I would love to do that. And, you know, because we're raising the level of the culture, basically, with that piece, because, you know, riding bikes, sipping wine, you need a certain type of individual.
Yeah.
Exactly. And in keeping with that, we have Daryl Kranze on the program. Hey, what a perfect match. Johnny was really working hard when he figured that one out. Daryl Kranze will be joining us. He's going to talk to us, among other things. God only knows what the other things are, but about the fish transfer on the Saugeen River and moving steelhead past the dams, which he's been talking to us for years on how difficult it is and how little support the folks are getting on the Saugeen to keep that one of the premier steelhead fisheries on the planet. And he also is going to tell us a little secret. A secret to me, anyways. I had no idea. But apparently we're starting to think of, or have already done so, stocking Atlantic salmon on the Ganarasca River, the last bastion of steelhead that we've got in Ontario.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, we got a lot of ground to cover. So why don't we take a quick break and have more journal after this one? Should I go away?